Natural Way, everybody. This is the show that exposes the chemical pushers, the environmental thugs, and the certified organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of common sense gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
Buddy, telephone number to be on the show is 866-444-3478. 866-444-DIRT, D-I-R-T, which is 3478. This hour is brought to you by the Dirt Doctor information stuff, which is what I've been talking about to some degree already. We've got, I've done 15 or so books. About 10 or 11 of them are still very easily available in the normal bookstore selling places. Bookstores still to a degree, and online in the usual places, which more and more people are obviously are taking advantage of. The two last books that we did, the one called Organic Management for the Professional and then Organic Lawn Care, were both done specifically to be non-regional. A lot of my early books, because I used to be on just in Texas, have Texas in the name, but most of them are good coast-to-coast and border-to-border if you adjust a couple of things, and those things are timing and then some specific plant material, obviously, different plants growing in different parts of the country, but how you plant plants properly, how you do bed preparation, how you handle insects and disease issues, how you work with beneficial insects, you know, all those issues, how you plant trees properly, how you maintain trees properly. That's all the same no matter where you are. And so hopefully those can give you some help. The newsletter, we've talked about, it's free. Just let us know you want it. Fill out the form on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. The membership area is explained under the green button on the homepage. The Texas Organic Research Center is our 501c3 not-for-profit corporation, and you can get information about getting involved in that on our website. And what else for you there? We've got a bunch of videos on YouTube. Some of them are just for members only, and that's one of the benefits of being a member. Some of the ones that we've done of seminars and things like that. And what else do we have? That's pretty much it. And the website, of course, the main thing is dirtdoctor.com. I was going to go to the phone. The first caller was calling about groundhog control, and I hope she's still there. I think it was a she. That subject came up on the air a while back, a couple of months ago, I guess, and I talked about some things that might work to repel them and that wouldn't be too harsh out on the site. And I mentioned that they can be dangerous on a ranch, horses and livestock stepping in the holes and breaking their legs. And I got a lot of calls and a lot of letters and a lot of emails from people saying that that was not right, that they've been around groundhogs and groundhogs were not a problem, and that was an issue that I shouldn't be talking about, that they'd never seen an animal hurt by stepping into a groundhog hole, and that they're just part of nature and we really shouldn't try to manage them at all. So if the call had some other angle to talk about there, the caller, call us back. But that's basically how I have decided to go, because people were pretty stern about their recommendations for that little beast. Let's see what Harry wants to talk about. Well, we'll go ahead and talk to him, then I'll get into this pre-emergent stuff, and so it won't be quite as rushed. Harry in Dallas, what's going on?
Good morning, Mr. Doctor. I just got a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
So what we have here at our apartment complex is they have a dog park. And a couple of years ago, I planted a passion fruit or passion flower, whatever you call it.
Uh-huh. Either and one's fine.
Thank you. It was going really well. It was going up over the pergola and everything. But now a lot of people have came in with big dogs. And so they kind of dig it up and they urinate on it and so forth. And so what I was going to do is try to build a wall around it, maybe, you know, 4 foot high. But I was wondering, is there anything I can do to treat the dirt And what should I use? Compost? Should I mix some topsoil in there?
And just to make the plant healthier or to keep the dogs away?
Yeah, well, that's my second part question. What can I use to keep the dogs away from it?
Well, the passion flower is a pretty easy plant to grow. It's not very persnickety. So organic fertilizer of any kind scratched into the soil around it, and then compost on top of that, and then some shredded native tree trimmings on top of that would be what I'd recommend, and really all you need to do. If you sprayed it with garret juice from time to time, it would help it grow, and it would also increase flower production. Is the passion flower, you have the purple one?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's one of the tougher ones. The other thing is it tends to spread, tends to pop up here and there away from the mother plant. And if that is the case with yours, just mow it off or pull them up and don't let it travel all over the place. As far as repelling the dogs, building some kind of wall would be fine. Some dogs would go over 4 feet, so I don't know if you need to do it that high or not. You could also do it. A little trick you could do is go to the hardware store and get one of the little electric fences that runs off of a battery or solar, and put a one single wire electric fence out from it, about 18 inches tall. What will happen is, and some of the other dog owners might get mad at you, but you could explain it to them. The first time they come over there and out of curiosity stick their nose on it, that's going to be the last time they go over there to mess with that area. And then after you've imprinted them pretty well, they'll tell their friends, and you won't even have to keep it on. So that's just another option that you might be able to take. The other one is putting out hot red pepper.
Okay, red pepper, yes, sir.
If a dog gets a snout full of hot red pepper, he will or she will definitely remember it. It tends to, in the past, when we've done it to keep a dog away from an area, it tended to work really, really well for a while, and then they kind of got used to it, and it didn't work quite as well. So, but it's not expensive to do, and it would be something that you could at least try.
I was wondering, could I mix it up, maybe use a black pepper every other week, maybe a cayenne or something?
Yeah, I think black pepper would repel them also. It may be a little bit more expensive. You can get that red pepper in big bags from some of the Asian markets and so forth, like you'd put on the top of a pizza. Pretty inexpensive. You can also mix some liquids up. There's even research backing up that Tabasco, for example, mixed at 1 ounce per gallon and sprayed will repel rabbits and certain animals from vegetables. It doesn't work 100% of the time, unfortunately, but it might help you with the dogs too, especially if you're doing the dry and the liquid both.
Okay, good.
Give those a shot. The little electric fence, if you could get the other people to go along with it and not be mad at you, would be the thing that would work the best.
Well, I'm already having a hard time with them. I mean, the people said maybe 4 feet away from the plant, and it's growing up, and I went over there this morning, and I had to clean up the dogs, two different dogs. Anyway, there was a mess, and I was like, you people sit 4 feet from your dog. Can't you see what they're doing?
Doing to your plants. Well, yeah. That's tough. Dog parks have really become popular, and you're just going to have all kind of dogs and all kind of people there, so you're going to have to deal with it. So the red pepper, hot pepper, black pepper mixture together might be your best route to go in this case.
That's what I was thinking, because they won't leave a large smell or anything for the adults around there.
You know what works at home, and I'm just thinking while we're talking about this, if there's some way to do it in a dog park, but at home, this sounds kind of gross, but it works like a charm. If you have your own dogs digging in an area for whatever reason, you can take their droppings, put it in a 5 gallon bucket of water, and let it sit for a day or so, make a manure tea, and pour that into that area, and they will absolutely stay away from it. It doesn't last forever. Once the odor dissipates, they'll tend to go back, and so you have to redo it. Whether that would work in a dog park where you got all these different dogs running around or not, I don't have any idea. It is something to keep in mind.
All right. Hold on a second. I'm still writing all this down. All right, my Garrett juice and everything. Okay, the Tabasco. My last question, sir, if you don't mind, sure, is when should I plant fig trees?
Seed trees.
No, fig.
Oh, fig tree. Well, you can plant them anytime. It's one of the easiest of all the fruit crops to grow. And if you can get decent little plants from the nursery or a start from a hand-me-down start from a friend, that would be a, you know, even better way to go.
All right, sir. I'll watch your video on how to plant it because I know you don't use much compost, but you got to put a bunch
of compost
around.
That's right. I got to go. Sir. Howard Garrett, be back after this. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
You can have a beautiful landscape and be kind to the environment. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulture expert. For great results, whether vegetables, lawns, trees, shrubs, or flowers, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer. Its slow-release, goof-proof formula provides consistent feeding and is safe for children and pets. So whether you're a seasoned or novice gardener, trust the fertilizer that's been proven effective for over 85 years. Use Milorganite for all your lawn and garden needs. Anywhere you want good things to grow. Milorganite for better results naturally.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Electrolytes like sodium, potassium, magnesium, and chloride recharge your cells. That's especially important for your heart and muscles. Low electrolytes can lead to fatigue and cramping. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth. Vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth. Animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth. Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth. Children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. All right, this overseeding related to weed control, and I bring them up together because it's very important for people, if you use any kind of pre-emergent weed control, that you realize that you can't overseed. The two things cannot be done together. You got to do one or the other. I'm not a huge fan of pre-emergent weed control in general. I don't do too much of it anymore, even with the organic techniques, but a lot of people do. Fall is the time where you put out the pre-emergent for the control of what's called cool season grasses and weeds. Those are the things that start showing up in the winter. They germinate in the fall. They start showing up in the wintertime, and then they grow to large plants early spring, and that's when most people have the biggest problems with weeds. Well, that starts not over there at that time. That starts here pretty soon, and that's the reason I wanted to bring it up. We are really very close to the time where if you are going to do some pre-emergent weed control, you need to do it. September in Dallas-Fort Worth area and across the south here, the target date is about September the 15th, and you have to adjust from that up or down depending on whether you're above or below that line. But for Dallas-Fort Worth area weather, we put out the pre-emergent control sometime around September the 15th. Some people, to get better control, will do it several times, two or three times. The problem is the organic way of doing pre-emergent weed control is with what's called corn gluten meal. Corn gluten meal is the protein part of cornmeal. It is kicked off. It's a byproduct of making the high fructose corn syrup and some of the other corn products. For years, it was just used in animal feeds and various ways just to get rid of it. And then people realized that it was a valuable protein source. It started being sold. We sell it to other countries here, as a matter of fact, and it goes into some animal feeds, including pet food in some cases. But the products that are on the market, and they're available in 50-pound bags, 40- and 50-pound bags, 20-pound bags too, that corn gluten meal that's out there, if you put it out at the right time, it has fertilizer value. It is a very powerful organic fertilizer. And so it has fertilizer value, and I use it for that a lot of times. In fact, in the vegetable garden, which I'll tell you about in a minute. But for the fall application, you put it out at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, 20 pounds of product per 1,000 square feet. Some people do it a little less than that. The original research that Iowa State did, I think, used it at about 15 pounds, and they had good luck with it, especially in the spring for crabgrass and grass burrs and things like that, which is when it actually works better than in the fall. The fall is tricky because the weather is in this roller coaster mode so much. You know, it gets warm, it gets cold, it gets cool, it gets warm, it gets hot, it goes up and down and up and down. And that's why some of the people that use corn gluten meal more than once during this period of seed germination have pretty good control with it. It works pretty well, and it fertilizes great, but you're putting out so much nitrogen when you use it several times that I do a little head scratching about whether it actually encourages some of the fungal diseases like brown patch or gray leaf spot or some of the other things that we have in turf. So keep that in mind. Too much fertilizer of any kind, whether it's synthetic or organic, can lead to problems. And the main one that you'll run into is fungal disease from too much nitrogen. Now, the chemical boys, what they recommend are toxic chemical products like Halts, Baylan, Gallery. There's some other brand names. They're toxic chemicals. I don't recommend them. I don't think you need them. If you want to do something that has some pre-emergent capabilities, the corn gluten meal is the way to go. Second best would be dry molasses or any of the organic fertilizers. They're all going to have a little bit of pre-emergent help for you, if for no other reason than keeping the turf grass that you're trying to grow healthy and thick, and you know, shading out the weeds from germinating. The stronger your turf is, the less pressure you're going to have from grasses and broadleafs growing and getting started. The second thing that we do with the organic program to control the weeds, and it's probably the most important thing, is sometime between Christmas and New Year's, you need to make a note of it. Sometime between Christmas and New Year's, you'll notice those winter weeds that are germinating here in the next month or so, big enough to where you can start to see them. In some cases, they're, you know, trying to get as aggressive as the grass. Well, that's when you spray the vinegar or the fatty acid products, and it kills winter weeds in your dormant turf without harming the dormant turf. And you'll have the cleanest lawn from that point on into spring you've ever seen. So just keep that in mind. And all that information is on our website on dirtdoctor.com. But we do not recommend the toxic chemicals because they're toxic and they lead to some problems that you don't need to be around. Well, I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this. Telephone number is 866-444-3478.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. We're going to use the my tip about the manure tea as the Victor pet tip of the week, and with a little addition to it. If you didn't hear it, what I said was, what I was talking about was, if your dogs have a habit of digging in beds or in the turf or anywhere, there's a solution that works pretty well, and doesn't sound, you know, all that great to do, but it's not that big a deal. What you do is you take their droppings, put them in a bucket of water, soak it, and then stir it around so it makes a manure tea and pour it in those areas. And they will flat stay away from it until the odor. And the odor for you is there for a very short period of time. Doesn't last very long at all. And it keeps them from digging in that spot. You'll have to redo it at some point, and it depends on the dog and situation as to what that timing is. But the other part of that is that you need to pick up the dog manure anyway, because one of the dogs that we have that we're trying to help get adopted today, one of the two, there's two coming together that are really cute, but one of them has ears that can be a problem. Those ears are sticking straight up. The dogs with ears that stick straight up are subject to those blood-sucking flies. And a lot of you have seen that with your dogs. That can be really annoying and you know, kind of dangerous. They're bad. You eliminate them by picking up the manure. They have to have the manure to breed in and do their part of their life cycle in. So picking it up for that reason is a good thing to do, too. But go to our website and take a look at Colonel and Como. They are pals, boy and a girl, and they need to be adopted together. They're at the Dallas SPCA, and we've helped been part of the help for others to be adopted in the past, and these are the ones that we need to help right now. Wherever you are in the country, support your rescue organizations. It's the best place to get purebred dogs as well as mutts, and you'll be really glad you got involved with that. But check out Colonel and Como on our website, dirtdoctor.com, and the website for Victor Pet Foods at victorpetfoods.com or victordogfood.com is their website. Check it out. All right, back to the phones. Next up is Raul in Plano. Hello, Raul.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. What about you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Hey, a shout-out to McHenry County in Illinois. I hear people from Chicago calling in all the time now, so that's great.
Yeah, we're getting some good participation from folks up there and trying to convert Illinois to organics.
Excellent, excellent. Some good news. I am moving, and my lawn has been organic since I started listening to your show about 5 years ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the selling points was the person really loved the lawn and that it was organic.
No, great, great.
Yeah. So I kind of predict that maybe, I don't know, maybe in 5 years we can probably get a little sign, hopefully, with your approval, that'll say, you know, Dirt Doctor approved lawn or something like that. And that people see that and they know that, you know, that we're doing everything right to preserve the lawn, the dirt, everything that goes with it.
We've talked about that several times. In fact, one of the listeners actually came up with some prototypes at one time, and it was just one of those things that was hard to get our arms around about how to manage it and how to do it. But I think it's a good idea. We probably need somebody that's just a homeowner that's vested in all this like yourself to help lead the charge and get something going. So you might keep that in mind. And a lot of people have heard that. Maybe we'll have some other people that want to get on board doing something along those lines.
That would be great. You know, and the people who are involved, who are into it, who understand it, they remind me like backpackers. You know, I'm a backpacker, and when you're out there in the in these national parks and backpacking, you can leave your backpack, your tent. Nobody's going to touch it because everybody is there for the same reason.
Everybody respects everybody else. That's right.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be the same, kind of the same way. You know, we all, you know, we walk into somebody's home and we see that they've got organic fertilizer, and we kind of like, hey, you know, you just kind of, I do this too, and you kind of have that connection.
Well, even though the industry is not catching on as much as we would like, the homeowners that have been exposed are catching on more and more, like you're saying. So maybe good timing this year, get something set up this fall and winter and get it rolling by maybe next spring. I appreciate the thought. That's great.
Hey, so I've got a question before I go.
Sure.
So my new place that I'm moving into has a wrought iron fence because it's overlooking kind of a creek, and so that's kind of the policy in that neighborhood.
Right.
I have a small dog that could get through, but you're allowed to get a little fence, you know, like a galvanized steel fence kind of thing, kind of set it low. And actually, I've got him from the SPCA. Oh, we rescued him about 5 years ago.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah, great dog. We would like to put some shrubs or something like that around that fence to kind of get a little bit of privacy. You know, maybe not too tall, maybe something that you can kind of clip and some kind of that'll form like hedges or something like that. Like, what would you recommend?
Well, there's a lot of hedges that would do well. Many hollies. You just look at those in one of my books or online, or just bring them up, you know, from the internet. Look at them. There are several different sizes of abelia, which is a really good, really tough plant that you might want to consider. Some of the dwarf forms are kind of lower growing. The big one gets really tall, so you might want to look at a combination of those. But the other category I would look at, if it were mine, is the vines. Vines are very inexpensive. They grow fast. They're very quick. And you can get a lot of different colors from them. You know, you can have spring blooming vines, summer blooming vines, and even fall blooming vines like the fall clematis that has the white flowers and they're wonderfully fragrant. The summer you can do Confederate jasmine, so you have white flowers and fragrance in the summer. Also, the cross vine, which is a native plant, blooms spring and early summer, very, very easy to grow. Passion vine was mentioned by an earlier caller. It's one of my favorite vines, even though it tends to be a little bit invasive and pop up different places, and you have to mow it off from time to time. But the vines might be a better way to go. And on the fence thing, what I'd recommend that you do, I've had some experience with that exact thing. If you go to the hardware store or to big box store or wherever you shop, and buy what's called welded wire. And it's real neat little squares of wire, and you can get it in half-inch and half-inch or inch openings, and just get, you know, 18 inches or 24 inches, whatever you think it would take for your dog, paint it black, and attach it to the back side of the fence. You won't even see it, and it'll solve your problem.
Yeah, that sounds great. And rats wouldn't be able to get through
right? Yeah, just shut out rodents from getting through and the whole deal.
That's a great idea. I don't have a lot of experience with paint. What kind of paint?
Well, what you want to use when you paint any kind of a chain link fence or the wire like we're talking about here, welded wire, expanded metal, or anything else, is a flat black latex paint. And if you look at the labels of the paint, you'll see that some of them, you know, are less toxic, and they brag about the fact that they don't have toxic gases that outgas and all that. And outside, that's not that big a deal, but they're the best ones to get. They cost a little bit more. But the main thing is flat black. It just makes the metal, whether it's chain link fence or wrought iron or this material you're going to add, it just makes it vanish if you paint it flat black.
Okay, and it's not a spray, right?
Well, if you spray it, it wastes a lot of paint. It gets all, you know, blows and goes all over the place, and very little of it is actually hitting the material. What I use is I use a masonry roller and roll it with a big old fluffy masonry roller. But any way you want to do it is fine. The masonry roller is what I found to be the most effective. You can do it even after it's applied to the fence with the masonry roller.
Okay. Do you recommend bending it like, you know, a foot so it's kind of like an L shape to prevent stuff from trying to bury underneath?
You mean put an L shape down on the ground, flat on the ground? I guess
like,
it would help.
Taking the fence and bending it, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it would help with some animals, but I don't know what you're dealing with there. It would probably help if it went straight down in the ground into a ditch more so than bending it flat on the surface. I could still dig under it if it's just L-ing and on the surface of the soil. If you think you might have armadillos or something burrowing in under it, just bury part of it in the ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how do you get the vines to grow upward? What's the recommended?
Just plant them and start twirling them around the wrought iron, and they'll take care of the things themselves in most cases. If you don't want to do that, you can tie a wire to the bottom and string a wire or some string, but with a wrought iron fence with vertical members, it'll twine around those vertical members and climb by itself. You won't have to do a thing in the world.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Appreciate the call. All right. 866-444-3478. Here's Susan in Illinois, somewhere in Illinois. Where in Illinois are you, Susan?
Oh, I'm in Highwood. Thank you for taking my call again.
Sure. What can I do for you?
The gentleman who was trying to keep dogs away from his passion flower vine.
Mm-hmm.
How about, it's got a hard smell, but would it kill it? How about ammonia around the area?
Ammonia is toxic, Susan. It's a form of nitrogen. In fact, it functions as a fertilizer, and some people even recommend it. There used to be a guy on the radio recommending it and a mixture of stuff all the time. And it will repel certain animals. And if you use it judiciously, you know, not all the time and not too heavy, it's a tool that I would say is okay, but you do need to remember that ammonia is a pretty toxic material, and if you use it a lot, it's going to do some damage to the soil and even to plants. But
you, okay, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, but you, if you dilute it and use it carefully, it can be a tool, and it will help repel animals. There's no question about it.
Okay, I was just thinking of that guy trying to grow his poor passion flower vines, with the dogs.
Yep.
People are so careless these days.
The other thing about ammonia is it goes away pretty fast. It's it volatilizes and doesn't hang around too long. So in his case, I think some of the things that we talked about would be a better way to go. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll talk to you again sometime soon, okay? Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating often isn't even triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that can make your stomach swell and bloat, and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps by efficiently breaking down food that is challenging to digest. As a result, the undigested food occupies less space, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The Sick Tree Treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growin' Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'm going to talk to Tommy in Gainesville, Missouri, I believe. Hi, Tommy.
Yes, good morning.
Morning. What can I do for you?
We reside in the Ozarks in Missouri, and the DOT has planted Cereza lespediza to hold the roadsides.
Yeah.
Actually, and it has spread into our pastures, and it's taking over. Is there any non-lethal product we can use to stop that stuff?
Well, I hope so. Let's talk about it. We've got the same issue with some of the weeds that we've got around here. They started out being planted. I actually was talked into planting some KR blue stem on a commercial project years ago, and it became the biggest weed I've ever seen. It was recommended by the highway department, you know, to use. And mustard and this yellow mustard is in that category. There's also a vetch that's in that category and all that kind of thing. So this lespediza that you're talking about is a fall legume, I assume, isn't it? So the treatment for it, if you did anything, would be in the fall to try to keep the weed, the seed, from germinating. Is that what anybody has suggested to you?
It's flowering now.
It's flowering now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I thought that that was a cool season plant that would germinate in the fall. Have you seen it in the winter or just in the summer?
It comes on in the summer.
Okay, well, maybe there's different forms of it. Okay, well, anyway, whenever it's blooming, you're going to have to go back to the time when it germinated. If it's blooming now, that means it germinated in the spring. So you'd use the same techniques that I was talking about earlier on for lawn grasses. You'd use the corn gluten meal as the pre-emergent, the natural pre-emergent. I notice on websites it's talking about using the chemical remedy, and boy, that is an incredibly toxic product that you want to try to stay away from you can.
Yes, I've bought that stuff through the recommendation of the Missouri Extension, and you have to remove your cattle, your pets. It's awful.
Yeah, it's nasty stuff. And the other thing is, and you probably know more about this than I do, is it okay to graze this material, or is it dangerous for the livestock?
The cattle won't eat it.
They won't eat it. Okay.
No, sir.
Well,
it gets to be about 5 feet tall.
All right. A couple things I'd like for you to look at. Look into the cost, and it's going to be expensive to do it, but look into the cost of using corn gluten meal as a pre-emergent at the time that the stuff germinates. From everything I know about Lespedeza, it germinates in the fall, so I don't know whether it germinates and starts growing in the winter and then really comes on strong the second growing season the spring and summer is what you're seeing. But do a little bit more research,
yeah,
and I will too, but we need to put out the pre-emergent stuff just before the time that the seed germinates. I mean, killing it after it has already set seed, it can still throw those seed down and they come up. So that's the first thing that I would recommend that you do. The second thing is for your acreage, get on a program of putting out one dry application of fertilizer. And if you use the corn gluten meal, that's it. That's the only fertilizer you need. It's a very powerful fertilizer besides being a pre-emergent control. If you don't use it, use something like dry molasses or one of the blend organic fertilizers, and then on a monthly basis or as often as your budget will allow you, you need to spray a mixture that contains liquid molasses. And the best mixture is what we refer to as Garrett juice, which is compost tea or liquid humate would be better in a commercial application like you have. A liquid mix of humic acid, molasses, apple cider vinegar, and seaweed, liquid seaweed. And spraying that on a monthly basis. The details are on my website about the rates and all that kind of thing. But what that does is stimulates biological activity that'll help the grasses more so than the broadleafs like the Lespedeza that you're fighting with.
Copy that.
Now, the other thing to look into, at least, is the flame devices. If you have a big area of it, you might be able to burn some of it out and help move everything the direction you want to look. One company, to give you a starting point, it's called Red Dragon. Look at their website and the technology that they've got in there using flame to help control some of these weeds.
I've discovered them.
Okay.
I can hook it right on the back of my tractor.
Yep. That may be really good to help for you with a broadleaf like you're dealing with. Try those things. Get back with me and let me know. It's not a foolproof deal, but that's the way I would recommend that you get started.
Thank you for your show, sir.
Okay. Thank you for calling. All righty, we talk about things across the board, whatever you want to discuss. Third hour for most of you out there, a lot of you. Some of the radio stations, you could just carry the first or the first 2 hours. If you don't get the third one, you can listen to our live streaming on dirtdoctor.com. We also have an app. We had a little hiccup in it. They changed something that didn't notify us about, and the app hadn't been working, but it's about to be back up and running for you again right away. We apologize for that pause. Telephone number to be with me anytime is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.